Hello everyone, how are you all doing? So today I'm going to do something a little different again. It's going to be like a workout ramble. Might be motivational for some of you. You might just get a laugh from it, who knows. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a home workout, you know, because I was sick last week and now I did get to the gym last week, but I didn't do any weights. I do things backwards. I actually ran a lot and I ran out the sickness, which wasn't that bad. It was just a bit of a sore throat and sniffle, you know, but when you're recording, that's a bit of a nightmare. So what I'm going to do anyway is I'm going to go around in a circuit and you'll be able to follow what I'm doing. I've got my two dumbbells, which are like 12.5 kg, they're light. I've got my 20 kg kettlebells and my 24 kg kettlebells. I'm missing my 30 kg, which I call killer. I haven't got it here at the moment. So I'm going to start. I'm already warmed up, as you might hear. I went for a little run and I'm a little bit out of breath, but and you know, it's funny, on YouTube I get that comment all the time, I'm out of bread, and they said, I'm out of bread, baby. So here we go. I'm going to start with shoulder pressing, okay? Here we go. And I've got my kettlebell set up so I can just grab the handles and do my push-ups right away. And they're nice and to give you a nice depth, I'm going to lose this. So next I'm going to move on to dumbbell rows, which I'll use my kettlebells for. My 20s first, I suppose. And then switching. So that's those. Next is squats. So what I do is I take a heavy kettlebell in my arms. Take you in my arms, baby. I hold it in my arms and I squat with it. You might hear the cartilage going on my knee now, but that just comes with the hazards of it. Do you know what I mean? One. That's that. So next is arms, back to the dumbbells. I like to train like this at a kind of high tempo, you know, because I get everything done quickly. That's those. So, sit ups. Get down. So that's one set, and I'll try to do like as many as I can in a half an hour. I just keep going. So back to shoulders again. So next is kettlebell rows again. I'll come up now to 24s this time. Oh yeah. Squats again. And this time I'm going to use the 24 kg kettlebell again. So here we go. This is how I keep fit all the time. You know, I tried this through the Yeti before, and when I was dropping the kettlebells, I was hearing it's like explosions. I actually want to do some swings, some kettlebell swings as well here. Now, I don't know, do you know what these are? So, you hold the kettlebell between your legs, and you swing it out, and it's like, you really pump it out. You get that explosion, you know? The only thing is, when you're swinging it back in, you have to be careful of your your private parts. I've actually a good thing about that, actually. I was out in a restaurant last week with my nephew, and I was eating away, and he's always calling me, you know. He goes, "Gail, Gail." And I was eating away, and he goes, "Gail." And I goes, "What, what?" In front of a load of people, know, right? Somebody didn't know, and he went, "I've a ball sack." And I went, "Fair fucks, yeah, fair fucks, bye." And I was okay. And next he just points at a girl next to him that I didn't even know, and he goes, "And she has a bum sack." And he's only two, and this is the way he talks. "She has a bum sack." It's absolutely hilarious. So I'm gonna do some push-ups again. And it really, really is easy, you know, to train at your home like it's a full gym. It's really easy. Just once you get the main body parts done, you're flying. So, I'll do my arms again. Hang on. Back into some sit-ups. Oh, my life. Maybe I should add the flashlight in with this, should I? That would be a workout. I know you're already thinking that. So I'm going to have a little drink. And start again. So, back to shoulders again. That's a good burn, lads. That is a good burn. And then just starting to sweat, which is good. Back to press-ups. And move these. And it's kind of a closer grip this time. And they're nice and high. Yep. Whew. Back to rows. 24 kettlebell. Change hand. Woo! And now I have a pump going. My arms are really pumped. Woo! So go back to squats, and this time I'm going to take both 20s in my hand. Here we go. These are light squats, but you know what? They're still very effective because you can go very deep with them. You can go really deep, baby. Heavy lads. All right, so some swings again. You know, if you like, you can actually buy two kettlebells and it's a whole gym. You know, I personally have four sets of them, five I think, and I actually drive with them everywhere as well. Good tempo now here. Some more sit-ups. Here we go. Think about kettlebells as well, lads. If you're swinging them for the girls and boys, you're better off with heavy, because the heavier they are, the easier they are to control and your lower back won't go out. So if you're going to start off from, choose a fairly heavy weight, not too heavy because you'll top it over, but choose something that that you feel is just, you know, in between heavy and light, kind of like moderate weight. And when you swing it, pay attention to your spine, to your back, and make sure you're feeling nice and comfortable, because they are absolute class as an exercise. And what they do is they're really good for your core, you know. I'm actually going to do some windmill with the 20s here. What you do is you take it in your hand, hold it close to your chest, and rotate it around your body. And you can see all those muscles working. Yeah, that's good. Woo. So, back to shoulders again. Woo. There Here we go. Now I normally train on my own as well, because my partners, they drop out. And I know what you're thinking, no wonder they do, but it's not that. It's just that, you know, people call you up and they say, you know, I can't go training tonight, or, you know, I won't make it the next night. So what I do then is I just I go my own way, because I never let myself down, you know. I'm very consistent in everything I do, and the sweat is just dripping off me. So our push-ups again. Yeah. Woo. And I have Spotify playing some of the songs I was listening to last year. I don't even know what's coming on next. Anything. That's Damon. I know there's some Damon fans on board on Patreon and on YouTube. So back to kettlebell rows again. Change. Some arms. The old lactic acid now starting to build up. Usually about 20 minutes of non-stop that happens. Here we go. Some curls. They're getting heavier. Yeah. Woo. Hang on, I have a phone call. Hang on, lads. Sorry. I have to take this. Hello? Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Ah, stop. Come on. Bye bye. That was the zoo. They're looking for their pythons back. Oh, alright. Enough joking around, some squats. Whew. I'll take the 24 this time. I'll give myself a little bit of a breather. Alright, come on, you. Yeah. Woo. Now, I'm going to try something different again here, just to break it up. I'm going to pass the kettlebell around. So what you do is you take the kettlebell in your hand, and you literally just pass it around your body, you know. Like circle it around. And usually when you're training, this is a break. It's called a working break. So if you're going to take a rest, you train when you're resting. Think about this, I wanted to do this for a while, you know, this whole training thing. Very, very selfish with my workouts. Because I know, like when I get to the gym, I can spend longer in the more intense flights. I'm going to do this on Saturday, or I'm going to do this on Sunday. I was like, oh, I know, I don't want to give up my workout. So this is kind of a treat for you, really, if you're still with me, that is. So my chest is still a bit wheezy. I can hear it there. It's kind of, well, it's good. But I asked my runs and my family anyway, so it's not a shock. Okay, here we go. We're doing kettlebell swings with that, you know, that burst of power at the top. I like to get them nearly over my head, you know, nearly hitting the ceiling. And I like that kind of, that's what I train for audios, baby. So here we go. Sometimes I take the 2 24s together and I do swings under my legs. They're tough. Like, kettlebell swings and kettlebells in general are anaerobic. So it's like you're running and doing weights. Ooh. And I have the heating on here as well, so it's hot in here. What are we at? We've 8 minutes left, so I'll do some sit-ups. Down we go. I call those a break as well, you know, sit-ups. They are really like, just laying down. And if anyone is listening that, you know, you feel your fitness is a bit bad or anything, or, you know, some people have disabilities that listen to me and stuff, you know, like, it doesn't matter what you do, you know, once you move your body, any bit at all, you know, if you can't move your legs, move your hands. If you can't move your hands and your legs, move your head, you know, do something, just move. I mean, I really do think, and this is one of my own opinions, is that movement, like moving the body physically, no matter who you are, how old you are, no matter what movement it is the key to life, really. Because life is movement, you know. If you ever watch life, if you're ever out in the street or, you know, in the city or anything, in the countryside, just watch and you'll see the way, you know, birds are moving, you know, trees move, everything moves. You know, everything is in movement. It's like, it's that old stillness moving thing, you know.
Bit of a spirituality there for Mr. Gill.
So here we go. On the back to shoulders. I like you these, I like you doing my shoulders. We go. I fucking love that song. The steel, that clash of the steel. It's one of the most addictive things in weight training. I really love it. So, whew, we're back to push-ups, but nice and deep again. To the arcade fire. My butt is actually facing me. Amazing how your body weight gets heavier as you go along. Everything does. Back to rows. I'm sure as well, if any of you are counting to 10 or everything, I never do that. It's one of my rules. I just train, and when I feel a deadening pain or when I feel that I'm at failure, I just stop. Woo! switching arms. Nice. So we're going to go to squats, swings after that, and try heavier swings the next time. And I'll take 2 24s of squats again, nice and heavy. Alright, here we go. They're my babies, they're my boys. We're gonna go swinging. I think this is now, I'm finally getting a bit tired. This is how you train for audio, lads. You know, you have to. You have to train for it. You have to be fit. People think that, you know, you can just do audio and it can, you know, but you know, you can, I suppose, as well. But I think it gives you that extra, energy. You probably need it. Because it is tiring. It's a tiring thing. So any type of physical fitness is good, you know. None at all when you're doing audio, I think. You get away with it, but it's a bit more effective when you're... Oh, we gotta wash those nuts. One more. And every rep then is... power behind it, you know. Every rep has mean intentions, because I'm a bad man. Alright. I gotta do some sit-ups again. I like to do some yoga as well. When I'm finished, I've got some good yoga skills. I'm nearly there, so I'm actually just going to do another set of sit-ups. And I know I kind of messed the circuit a bit, but sometimes it's good just to go with, you know, what you're feeling. Whew. Okay. I think I'm done. I think I'm cooked. Where are we at? About 30 seconds, not too bad. Not too bad for a continuous blasting. Oh, and I am absolutely teeming in sweat. So that was a good one. That was a workout. It was a workout, of course it was. So, I know you might find it good to run along to it, to train along to it, who knows. And there's some not bad music in the background, I was surprised. Well, not really surprised. But Spotify was kind of good to me. So I said, you know, where I'm from, we said to me, like you're good to me, like Timmy. And I was working with this guy, and he was Hungarian, and he called me one day and he said, Gail, can I ask you a question? My Hungarian accent is brutal. And he goes, Why everyone called Timmy here? Because everyone's like, come here to me, I want you. All right, Timmy, I'll be over there. Everyone called Timmy in this place. So that's it. So that's where I stop. And thanks for listening along. Oh, and I just want to say thanks very much for for staying here and staying in this community. It's becoming really, really big and popular, and it's quite a nice place to hang out as well. You know, we're over 1,700 people now already. So I have a new ad up, and if you want to go check it out, I'll say some thanks. And once again, thanks very much for being here with me and for supporting me. And I'm going to have a shower. Do you know what? I feel like going out for a run because I got a break now. I'm going to have a shower, and I'm going to have some food, and I'm going to have some audios up at the weekend as well. So, hold tight. Catch you all later. Bye bye.